Hey, it's time to show the world what you're made of.
Dig in. Let's see what you're made of.
Come down and show me what you're made of.
We're going to show what we're made of.
Show us what you're made of.
Program loaded and ready.
Show us what you got. Show us. Show us.
You guys sound like you're ready for a show.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Hey everybody, I hate that music. Hey, good morning. How you doing? Thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it greatly. What a weekend, huh? What a weekend. A great show for you today. In fact, today's show has the potential. Is this music still playing?
No rain.
Ah! Anyway, today's show has the potential to be the finest.
Three margarita shot.
Thank you. Today's show has the potential to be the finest I've ever done, even though Mr. Big Willie is going to be joining us after the 8 o'clock news with, I guess, a very big announcement. So lots of stuff. Oh, and Dimitri Graffiti today around 8:50-ish, a great opportunity for you to call in and say or do pretty much anything within the rules of engagement. Great opportunity for you, but you cannot interact with the host. I'm still banned on Facebook. They banned me starting in February because I dared to share information about the Epstein files from the Department of Justice. And so that's why there's no Facebook live stream on Dimitri. There's no Dimitri account right now. Facebook, just a operation by the federal government. It's just psyops. That's all it is. It's pathetic. Anyway, so before we get started, I hope you had a great Palm Sunday. It's one of the most important days in the Christian faith, no question about it. I grew up at St. Nick's in Pittsburgh, and I went to Sunday school and got perfect attendance awards. Wasn't pretty hard considering St. Nick's was across the street from our house. wasn't hard at all. But then I got to be an altar boy, and I was a hell of an altar boy. I was so good. I was so damn good as an altar boy that I became captain of the altar boys. Yes, I don't like to brag, as everybody knows. But it is true. Anyway, Holy Week is a very, very, very big deal in Christian faith, no question about it. Starting with Palm Sunday, which was yesterday, not even the festivities, that's not the right word, but the ceremony, the services at St. Nick's. It was amazing because that's where the bishop was. It was a cathedral, so that's where the bishop of the region would be, and had a separate chair and all that for him, little throne, handing out the palms, palm branches, palm leaves. I guess they're called palm leaves. Anyway, so it was a great time, and the incense back in the day, they really laid on the incense pretty thick. Not so much now, but back in the day, you're coughing and gagging with all of the incense. But that was part of the ceremony for starting Holy Week, which is what we're going through right now. So we would have services, I think, just about every evening there. As an altar boy, you know, we'd wear all the really nice robes and everything and belts and this, that, and the other, and carrying out the candles. The key with being an altar boy, though, with the candles, you must not stare at the candle flame. You cannot stare at the candle flame. You hypnotize yourself and you fall over. Oh, we had all sorts of problems with kids doing that. But it was great. And the flowers everywhere throughout Holy Week, and the extra chairs they had to set up along the aisles because so many people were coming. And, you know, there I was holding the candle or the cross or the whatever, helping out the priest and the bishop. And oh, there's Zofia and Anthony's boy and all that. And I was... It was a very cool time, all leading up to Good Friday, which is, of course, going to be this Friday, and then Easter Sunday. So it was just a great, and then Easter Sunday. Oh, my God. What the Greeks do on Easter Sunday is unbelievable. If you've ever been at one of your nicest, most expensive all-you-can-eat buffets, that is nothing compared to what the Greeks do on Easter. Absolutely nothing. It's just the baked goods and the cooking and the this and the that and the drinking and everything else. It's just unbelievable. Absolutely wonderful experience for me growing up at St. Nick's. It really, really was. I'm very grateful. All the people there were fantastic. Father Schoolis and the Sunday school teachers, George Thomas was just one of them, but they were all many. It was just, Ms. Capitas, they were all wonderful people. I was so lucky. And yet here in the valley, in our listening area, the media, the useless, utterly useless media, did nothing to cover Palm Sunday yesterday. None of the news stories had anything about Palm Sunday. Nothing at all. It's like, you know, hello? Do you know how many thousands, tens of thousands of people there are here who celebrate Palm Sunday and then Holy Week and then Easter this coming Sunday? Do you have any idea? The useless local media is, well, useless. You know, they hire these kids coming out of J school or wherever they can find them at this point, pay them next to nothing, give them a reporter's notebook or sometimes give them a microphone and say, hey, you're a journalist. Go out and cover something, but don't cause any trouble. And they're utterly clueless. I was looking for stories about Palm Sunday in the local media, the useless TV stations, the useless newspapers. I couldn't find anything. Now, maybe they buried it somewhere. That I don't know. But I spent a fair amount of time looking for this. Nothing about Palm Sunday. Nothing. Just so frustrating. Nothing at all about it. Anyway, so this is Holy Week, and Sunday, the most important day in Christianity, Easter, and good times growing up, really good times. Oh, by the way, for those of you who aren't Orthodox, I hope you had a happy Easter yesterday. My guess is that a lot of chocolate bunnies had their ears bitten off first. That seems to be a tradition. So if you're not Orthodox, I hope you had a great Easter. If you are Orthodox, I hope you will have a great Easter. This is Holy Week, and it would be nice if the local media, yeah, I'm talking to you, would have a friggin' clue about the people here in the valley. And there are an awful lot of Greeks and Lebanese and Serbians and Russians and other Eastern Orthodox, and this is Holy Week. It'd be a really nice thing if you actually covered this too. Idiots. God, they're such idiots. Anyway, so there's that. All right, a lot of stuff to get to today. The next thing, this is really important. Well, of course, everything that I say is important, or else why would Dimitri be saying it, especially referring to himself in third person as he says it, which apparently he's doing right now. I am Dimitri 2020 LLC. This is my company, my LLC. And in addition to providing top quality programming for River Talk, River Talk Radio Network, which is 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290 and the Sturdy 1430, also the River Network app, you download that and you click River Talk to get me 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. And then Thursdays and Fridays is Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local, as opposed to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. Thursdays and Fridays, slightly different times, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m., Thursdays and Fridays. Sometimes we do a Facebook Live stream through the River Talk Facebook page. Typically when we have a guest, we're going to have a big deal guest tomorrow, another big deal guest on Wednesday. And so you will see that show. And last week we had a big deal guest on Ron Ferguson, who is the state rep 96 Ohio House District. And we had a nice time with him. And you can see that, of course, on the River Talk Facebook page. At least you should be able to, unless Facebook banned me from that as well. That I don't know. Better check with Jen on that one. So we've got that coming up. Where was I going with this? It was something important. Oh, Dimitri 2020 LLC. So in addition to providing top quality programming, I also do marketing. And I'm very picky about the people with whom I associate. If they don't have a high character, if they don't have a great reputation, if they are sketchy in any way, if they're not serious, I don't bother with them, even if they have a lot of money. I don't bother with them because my reputation is such that I don't want to be associated with anything that is unethical, slimy, or whatever. Whatever else you can say about Dimitri, I don't lie. I've got lots of character defects. I have lots of faults, but lying ain't one of them. And you can disagree with a lot of what I say in terms of my analysis of this, that, or the other. That's fine. Happens all the time. Happens even in my own household with my current wife, for God's sake. But no one can say, well, he's lying about this, or he lied about that, or he's making this up or making that up. I don't. That's one thing I don't do. For all of my faults, and I got a lot of them, don't take my word for it. Ask my wife. When it comes to integrity, when it comes to ethics, that's pretty much at the top of the food chain as far as I'm concerned. So why am I telling you this? Well, I'm telling you this because I like Mike. You might be thinking to yourself, wait a minute, don't you mean I like Ike? The slogan that President Eisenhower used when he ran for office, I like Ike? No, it's I like Mike. Mike McCormick is an attorney here in the Valley, in Belmont County, part of a big deal law firm on National Road, right across the street from that beautiful church. And I spoke with Mike several times about what he wanted to accomplish. He is running for the Republican nomination for Belmont County Common Pleas Judge. Vavra is not running for re-election. No Democrat is running in the primary. So whoever wins the Republican primary for Belmont County Common Pleas Judge is going to be the next judge. That's just pretty much, you know, how it works. I mean, there could be a write-in or something, but for all intents and purposes, this is the whole enchilada coming up in about a month. And so I reached out both to Mike and also to Kevin Flanagan, the Belmont County prosecutor, who I also like. I've never had a problem with Flanagan, certainly never had a problem with Mike, and offered him the opportunity to, well, to talk with me or do whatever he wanted to do. Never got a response. Never got a response from Kevin Flanagan. And so I'm thinking that he probably thinks he has this in the bag, which right now he's got to be the favorite. I admit that freely, no question about it. He's been on TV a lot, and he's been the county prosecutor. He's a good guy. Absolutely no problems with Kevin Flanagan. But the thing that really bothered me about this was that he never bothered to even reply to my text message for about a week ago now. In fact, let me just check my phone here. When did I send this to him? Let's see, Kevin, just bear with me here. Kevin. Where the hell is Flanagan? All right, here we go. March 30. And no reply since March 30, which I think is it's pretty bad. My guess is that he thinks he's the odds-on favorite, which he probably is, and he probably has this in the bag, which I'm sure he's thinking that's the case today, and he probably does if the election were held today, but it's not. It's going to be held in about a month. And so I've been talking with Mike McCormick. I've had him on as a guest, and he's going to be on again. Talking about stuff, and I've come to really like this guy, Mike McCormick. Didn't know much about him, but the more that I listen to him, talk with him, but mostly listen to him, the more I like the guy. And so he is my client, Dimitri 2020 LLC. I'm all about full disclosure. I'm all about transparency. And so you're going to be hearing an awful lot about I like Mike, and with very good reason.